This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift. We are on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike today. Myself, Allie Mack, and of course, Dylan is keeping us between the tracks back at the studio. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Today at SEC Media Days, day two, we have four schools presenting: Georgia, Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas. We're going to dive into that deeper in a second, but I do think these SEC Media Days are bonding the three of us in ways we never expected before. There is a good bond between three people that could not find their car in the parking deck yesterday and had to hit every single floor to find it.
Well, I want to take this moment to throw Abe under the bus
and, of course
and hear
you
me
did.
Out. Hear me out. Here's one.
Partially fair. I was the first one to speak.
Well, you were, but you kind of let me down because you always have an answer. Whether you're right or wrong, you always have an answer.
Okay.
And you always believe it is right. And I normally you are the one with the right answer on stuff that just no one else even cares to remember or think about. And this is a moment where I go, okay, I was in one mindset when we parked. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember. I guarantee Abe is going to be the smartest guy in the room at this moment and be like, nope, we're right here. And you completely failed me.
Yeah, you know what's funny is this never happens when I drive. Like, when I park, I'm always familiar with it. And I just wasn't paying attention because I get maybe I just wasn't in the mindset of getting back to my car. And I remember the stairwell number, not the floor number.
Right, which is tricky. I mean, stairwell should be the same as the floor number, should it not?
Well, no, because the stairwell's got to be the same across all the floors.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is my exact point.
Well,
he has.
Well, that's, I'm
he,
not wrong.
No, I don't know if you are or not. I'm going to go check it out. Now I'm literally going to go back to that parking deck.
That is stairwell 6 on floor 2, but stairwell 6 on floor 3, stairwell 6 on floor 4.
That's my problem, is he knows crap that you don't care about, but when you really need him, he's nowhere to be found.
We got there.
I have to tell y'all a real quick story, if you don't mind, about how me not being able to find my car almost resulted in Simone and I not getting together. So this is when Simone and I were first talking. So we were on a date, and we went to go see a movie. And after the movie, obviously we're walking to my car. I cannot for the life of me figure out that the parking deck was very weird. And also, I guess I just didn't do a good enough job of landmarking where I parked.
Mm-hmm.
It took us so long. It took me so long to find my car that Simone was like, yeah, it was almost over for you after that.
Wow. It was like a weird ick.
It was just a weird ick. You didn't expect it. It was awkward because it took so long. So, yeah.
Simone she comes off to me as someone that is very business all the time and very efficient. And I can see how that would have very much like been, she'd been like, yeah, I can't do this. He ain't up to my standard as far as efficiency. So I can see that.
Well, if you see the
three
of us.
Then I rizzed her up and it was all good.
If you see the three of us wandering around downtown Atlanta today, just yell at us through the window that we're on floor two. Because at this moment.
I know where we are
today. We're on floor two.
The rest of the week, we're going to be locked in on that.
We also changed decks.
Yeah, we did.
And this one is a lot more roomy at 5 something in the morning.
Yes, it is. Well, let's
now,
dive
if we can only get in this place at 5:30 when we're supposed to.
Let's be nice. Well, we're going to get into the schools that are presenting today. Of course, Georgia, Kirby Smart will be here today. What are you guys expecting?
I'll start. I'm sure he's going to be asked, is Gunnar Stockton your quarterback? Is that where you're going? What's your confidence level in that? Because it is a fair point to say that while we think we know about Georgia and who's going to play quarterback, do we? I mean, they brought Gunnar Stockton. They brought C.J. Allen as well, and Dalen Everett. But is Gunnar Stockton the guy? I think maybe more it'll be what's your confidence in Gunnar Stockton to Kirby?
Yeah, I mean, first off, this would be like a great con if they brought Gunnar Stockton to SEC Media Days, and then, like, week one, Ryan Puglisi under center takes the first snap. I mean, it'd be a great con.
Well, it'd be very Kirby Nick Saban-esque, right?
I don't think so. I can't remember a coach bringing a quarterback to Media Days and then non-injury-related not having him make the start to the season. And so I think the interesting factor that I want to hear from Kirby is how much they need Gunnar to do or what they need him to be. I think Kirby's going to come out there today and say, hey, this is not about Gunnar Stockton going out there and trying to win a Heisman. This is about Gunnar Stockton, and everyone's got that stupid problem with the term here, Bo. And it's become a little bit more acceptable recently. Gunnar Stockton just needs to go out there. You want to say it with me?
No.
And be a game manager.
I don't want.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying that was what he will do. But I think Kirby will try and take pressure off of Gunnar by saying that in ways that we did not see Brian Kelly take pressure off of Nussmeier. And I think that also presented today, Sarkisian's going to put the pressure on because he has to deliver. I don't think Gunnar has to deliver at that level.
I hate that terminology.
I know.
Because you know why? Because every quarterback's job is to manage.
Correct.
The game. You're managing every play. You're reading. You're trying to
make winning plays, avoid losing plays. That's managing the game.
I think the thing that we need to think that gets missed in that is like with Gunnar Stockton, is he a one-read guy? Because there were times in the SEC Championship and in that Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame, he looked very much to the one-read and done type player. And if that's him, they might be in trouble.
I think they had issues at receiver. Well, they did have issues.
Well, no.
I think, they're going to be a lot better this year, and I think that's part of why there's pressure off of him to an extent.
Well, that has nothing to do, though, with one read and leave. That is more about why Carson Beck struggled so poorly because they led the country. I think they had like 40
dropped passes.
I mean, that's brutal.
The other thing I'm looking forward to doing is seeing Kirby's response to some of these discussions regarding the SEC. Kirby is kind of viewed now as the new voice from the coach's standpoint, kind of replacing Nick Saban. So I'm fascinated to see if he aligns. I'm sure he will with what Greg Sankey, with what Shane Beamer and Brian Kelly had to say.
Another school that's going to be presenting today is Auburn. Hugh Freeze. What are you most interested to find out today from them?
Boy, we talk about what UGA does or doesn't need from Gunnar Stockton. Auburn's going to need all of that from Jackson Arnold. This is a guy that, as a five-star, and I was talking about this the other day, it's so difficult for five stars because they come in with these crazy high expectations. It didn't work out for Jackson Arnold at Oklahoma. He had to get a change of scenery. But I think if Auburn and if Hugh Freeze is going to have a successful season, they need Jackson Arnold to look like he was a star coming out of high school. I'm not convinced that that's what he is, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, he was not. He had some big struggles at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That was just really, really bad. I heard someone talk about Auburn and Hugh Freeze, and you know, it's said, well, here he could be fired in the middle of the season, and And, you know, the recruiting's a problem down there. I think Hugh Freeze is fine. I know him and Lane Kiffin have been doing some back-and-forth stuff with fishing tournaments and stuff. I just think it's always interesting hearing Hugh Freeze get there and talk. Auburn is a weird, weird program right now for me.
Yeah.
Is because I feel like they had it rolling for a while. And then and look, Malzahn would win. He was every 3 years, you're good. And Auburn fans kind of thought that they were more than they were. And they
when
had,
you fall off of that level and you don't have the pure difference maker that they have had at times at quarterback, it's tough.
This is – Auburn is what little brother syndrome gets you.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Tennessee? What do you want to hear from them?
They didn't bring a quarterback, which is interesting. Is it Aguilar?
It's got to be Joey Aguilar, who transferred from UCLA when Nico left Tennessee and transferred into UCLA.
And he left App State, didn't he?
Previously,
to go to UCLA, I think the quarterback thing around that's something that's definitely going to be talked about is what happened with that situation. Why was it such a blank show? Because they basically did not care. They were just like, oh, you think you want more money? Well, no, we saw what you did against the best competition, and you were not quite the same person or player, I should say, you know. Heupel did make a playoff, so can you get back to it?
Right, so this is the year I'm most fascinated by Josh Heupel. I think this is the year that he can prove something to me because I think he's had good quarterback play. I think he's had some really nice talent at receiver. Obviously, Dylan Sampson carried a huge load for this team last year. This is the team I'm probably lowest on from the Tennessee perspective. I think if they can outshine my expectations, that'll tell me a lot about Josh Heupel's ability moving forward as a head coach.
How big do you think that game in November, I think it's November 22nd in the Swamp, that could literally be for a college football playoff spot? I think people might be sleeping on that a little bit, that game, and that's going to be interesting because if Tennessee is close to what they were last year, remember that was a great game last year and Florida really didn't have.
Yeah.
That was the one where what's his name got hurt and Lagway had to come in.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a tough time putting Florida into that discussion. We'll talk more about them tomorrow when they're here. But I have a tough time viewing them that way right now.
Well, and the final school we'll hear from today is Texas.
It's about the quarterback. I think we all know that. It's about Arch Manning. It's first real opportunity to come ahead and present himself as not just QB1, but everything that's around what Arch has been. He's supposed to win the Heisman this year. He's supposed to be the number one draft pick in next year's NFL draft. We're going to talk with Chip Brown of Horns 24/7 a little later in the show. My question in regards to Texas is not about Arch Manning. It is about what is around Arch Manning. And they got some real talent. Anthony Hill Jr., a linebacker, is going to be here today, one of the best in the country. They got to replace a lot on both lines, and they got to replace a lot of talent in the receiving core. I have some concerns there.
Yeah, and up front. I mean, think, you know, on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Losing their I know they lost the left tackle in the NFL, and I think there's one or two other departures possibly up front. They were really good in the trenches last year, really good. And people, that was probably, to me, the one of the best things about what they brought. So they got to replace that depth up front in the trenches, or it could be a long year for Texas because – we all know how dominant the SEC is up front.
There's clearly a lot that we want to break down and get into today. But coming up next, Atlanta is the center of the sports world this week. We're going to talk about the new Home Run Derby champ, and we'll go in the huddle. Garrett Wilson got his contract extension. We'll break down those details next with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. We've got Bo here, Abe is in for Mike Johnson today, myself, Allie Mack, and of course, Garrett is here wrangling all our amazing guests we're going to have on the show today. We're about to go in the huddle, but I just wanted to congratulate Cal Raleigh, won the Home Run Derby last night. Took a few hours, but unfortunately, Matt Olson was eliminated in the first round, but he held his own. He put on a pretty good show for everyone.
Yeah, it took him a while. Took him a while to get going, Bo, but when he got going, it was really, really fun to watch.
There was a couple of guys last night. Byron Buxton was one of them too. That's not their game. They're more rhythm guys. Like I noticed. Do you notice how Buxton's the guy, the third base coach for the Twins, was throwing a little bit more of a heater to him?
Yeah.
And Buxton is more. He wants that because he has to do less work. I thought that was cool. I love the differing styles that these guys come up with to, you know, hit basically batting practice home runs, which is what it was and is.
Well, we've just got an audible on the show today because we've got Chip Brown joining us at 7:40. So earlier we were talking about the Top 5 Tuesday that Abe is going to be taking over since Mike Johnson is on vacation this week. Abe, I don't think you understand like how much people come at you when it comes to Top 5 Tuesday. You will learn momentarily. Give us a little preview of what your Top 5 category is.
Yeah, I went with a Top 5 active, not just still living, but I mean still playing greatest of all time in across major sports, because I could have gone with some rogue names that no one's ever heard of, like Bo mentioned. We're going with major sports, still playing, Yeah, I'll get into it in a moment.
Okay, we'll get into that in a moment. Right now, let's go in the huddle. Well, Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson got a four-year, $130 million contract extension. That deal includes $90 million guaranteed. He had a couple of years left on his rookie contract, but now this locks him in through 2030.
I'm not a big Garrett Wilson guy. I think he's good.
Okay.
I think he's... he could be better if he gets, you know, if they get better quarterback play. But,
sure.
But, I mean, I don't know. I just think that for what he's, heralded to be and what he's now getting paid, I'd rather have Drake London.
Yeah, a couple of things here. Obviously, fourth highest paid now in terms of the average value.
And I don't believe he's worth that.
Well, that was maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I think he's very good. I think it's tough to argue. I'm not sitting here saying I would take him over Drake London, but by no means. But I think it was that was my first thought. And then you sent the comparison between Wilson and London. But my first thought was like, all right, like Garrett Wilson's making 32.5. Like Drake London's going to make over 30. Maybe he outpaces Garrett Wilson and makes 32.7, 33. But my first thought was like, market is now where it's going to be for Drake London. And if he has another big year, like he's going to be in that 32, 33, 34 range.
And let's not mince words here. I mean, they've both had quarterback play that's been hit or miss. If anything, you can say that last year Garrett Wilson got better quarterback play throughout the year consistently than Drake London. And Drake London did nothing but have 100 catches and, 1,100 yards, I believe, 1,200 yards, something like that. So, and 9 touchdowns.
Well,
so.
And this year, assuming all goes well with Penix, he's going to get quality quarterback play. He's going to put up a number, and then you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah, we'll see what Garrett Wilson can do with his old teammate, Justin Fields.
Well, the 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings wants to get paid or get traded. Last season, this happened with Brandon Ayuk, but the 49ers do have the cap room to pay him. Will they?
They better not. They better start addressing the right thing. This team is paid enough skill players. They just paid their quarterback. They just paid Brandon Ayuk, who's coming off of the ACL surgery. We all know that Nick Bosa is making his money. I just don't see how they can pay another receiver. And look, he had 76 catches, I think, last year for maybe 900 yards or something. I might be a little off that. So he's obviously a higher catch per yard guy than some, but that's kind of Kyle Shanahan has shown he needs a strong one, and then he can take a good two receiver and then do stuff. He's got Kittle. So I don't think they need to pay Juwan Jennings. I really don't. You got Ricky Pearsall, who's on a rookie deal.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because what does Juwan Jennings want? What does he think he is? Because I'm not even sure that he's the number two receiver there. I think that the plan is that Ricky Pearsall takes over as the number two receiver. So, like, the question for me is, what is Jennings looking for? He's obviously not going to get anywhere near what Garrett Wilson is making. He hasn't proven to me that he is a reliable number two. I think he's had some big catches and big moments for the Niners. But, like, is he asking for 25 mil per year?
And I'm not comparing these two at all, so please don't take it. But this is – remember 2013 when Roddy's hurt for most of the year and Julio goes down with the foot injury and Matt Ryan gets Harry Douglas 1,000 yards?
Sure.
That's like Harry coming back that next year and saying, I want to be paid, pay me, because I had this breakout year. He was –
When all along, and we all love Harry here, we all know that he's wide receiver three.
Yeah, and Juwan Jennings was the leading receiver for San Francisco by default. I'm not taking it away from him. He still did it in the NFL. But when it comes to how their flow chart of who they want to go to.
He's option at five actually, at best.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, Pearsall, Ayuk, Kittle. Four. He's five at best.
So
Juszczyk might be above him.
No, stop.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Right,
I'm kidding.
So if I'm them, I say, okay, well, I'll trade you. That if you want to be traded, we'll trade you. We'll go get something for you.
Now we got to get into Top 5 Tuesday. It is Abe's first time tackling this. I don't think he knows what he's in for.
Brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. For Top 5 Tuesday today, I chose the list of the top 5 active, not still living, the top 5 active currently playing major sports GOATs. The greatest of all time. And now, look, I just want to be clear before we get into this. I'm not necessarily making the argument that they are the GOAT in that sport.
Okay.
But I think there can be arguments made for whatever you want it to be. Number five, I'm going to go with Steph Curry. What he's done.
Number five.
Oh, yeah, that. Steph Curry. What he's done in the NBA, but also I was thinking more about what he's done for the U.S. men's national team.
You're saying that Steph Curry right now is the GOAT?
No, but he has to be on the list.
In
You gotta let him use it.
The term GOAT, because if I wanted to just be careful and check myself and just say best historical blah blah blah,
that's
no.
still alive in
yeah.
the game.
No, still active.
Still active in the game.
He's number five.
Okay.
He's number five.
All right.
Number four.
Alexander Ovechkin is number four. He just took over the historical record from Wayne Gretzky, most goals scored in NHL history, playing at least one, maybe more years there for a Capitals team. Broke his leg this year. Didn't think he was going to get to the record, but he did. He is number four on my active major sport GOAT list.
Number three.
Novak Djokovic. Hopefully we haven't seen the last of him.
Yeah, that's
him.
A good one.
Yeah, Novak Djokovic, 24 majors. I got to the semifinals once again just a couple of days ago at Wimbledon. Eventually fell there. Well, I think he lost to Sinner, right? So Novak Djokovic is number three.
Hey, real quick. I think the Sinner win at Wimbledon should have an asterisk.
I understand that. I get that.
he was down two sets.
Yeah, he was going to lose. Guy tore his pec.
Yeah, that
number
guy
two
injures himself a lot.
Number two, and this is probably where your biggest complaint with Curry being five comes in, is LeBron.
No. Yeah, there is a complaint because there can't be two GOATs.
Okay, great.
The list is invalid.
Who else deserves to be on the list ahead of Curry across all major sports?
I would have to go to probably baseball and say you could make an argument for.
But you're gonna see. This is your problem. You're gonna complain. I would sit here and say, "There's no way that guy's the GOAT."
There can't be two GOATs.
Curry.
There's only one GOAT.
Ovechkin number four. Djokovic number three. LeBron James at number two of my active major sports GOATs.
Number one.
It's Lionel Messi. I still can't believe what I'm watching on a week-to-week basis. He got it done recently. With the Argentine national team, he's still playing at an incredibly high level there with Inter Miami. Five straight games with two or more goals. Lionel Messi atop the list of living, active major sports GOATs.
So you're telling me you couldn't put Patrick Mahomes on this list at all? So you put two NBA. So your list is invalid because you have two GOATs. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as two of the greatest of all time active like that.
Have you ever been to a farm?
There are many goats on
a farm,
though.
Have you ever seen one goat standing alone? No, sir. Multiple goats all together.
Is it worse than mine?
Definitely not.
Because,
I mean, it's questionable.
His whole list is based on being the greatest of all time, and yet he has two of them.
I'm not defining them. They're in the discussion.
All right, we got to let Twitter.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
We got to let
it's
Twitter.
Jazz,
I know it's difficult for you, Squid.
Do what they do.
Because it doesn't make any sense. It's wrong. You're wrong.
It's a discussion. It's not a defined discussion. Label.
You don't have.
Well, all of Abe's picks have been logged and put up on Twitter right now, so you can let him have it at 929 Morning Shift. Let him know your thoughts on how you're feeling about this list.
If you want my non-major sports list of
no
goats,
one wants that.
I think
no one wants
I think
that.
You'll take
your,
that one.
Your major list is bad enough.
Coming up,
strongly.
We've got Chip Brown joining us. We'll get some insights on Texas. That is next with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike Johnson today, and myself, Allie Mack, and of course, Dylan is keeping us on the air. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, and we are joined here at SEC Media Days now by Chip Brown from Horns 247.com, and I think he's got a radio show as well. On the Texas Sports Unfiltered app and YouTube. Chip, first off, thanks for joining us. Glad to have you.
Hey, good to be here.
But secondly, I think we have to just go ahead and hit it right off the bat. The Arch Manning parade will roll through here today. And I know he's a Manning, but, man, he has been crowned already. I mean, I said this, and I just want to say, I said this, we were talking about the Cy Young Award for the National League, and I said Paul Skeens got the award before the season started. He just had to do something to lose it, and he's not. That literally is what I feel about the Heisman Trophy right now at Arch Manning.
I mean, there's no question he's from the first family of football. And I was talking to David Cutcliffe yesterday, who's now, of course, working, you know, he's a special assistant to the SEC commissioner. And he coached Peyton at Tennessee. He coached Eli at Ole Miss. And he said, there's never been a young quarterback with more pressure on his shoulders than Arch Manning. And I think he's right. And the interesting thing is he told Arch, hey, be the best teammate you can be. And remember, you don't work football, you play football, have fun. We'll see if he can do it. I mean, he's got the right makeup. In talking to him, and I think everyone will see today when the 20-deep throng is around him, that he's in on the joke. You know, he's like, I don't get this. I don't know why y'all are here mobbing me. I haven't done anything. And I think he's eager to do something, and I think he understands what's on his shoulders, what's around him. But I think he does a good job of putting the blinders on and making it about his team and his teammates. And now we'll see if the offensive line is good enough, if the running game is good enough, because his best friend right now is going to be the running game.
Yeah.
And he can throw the deep ball. We saw that last year. Hell, he had 2 touchdowns before Quinn Ewers could get out of the medical tent. When he got hurt in that UTSA game. So the kid wants it. We'll see if he's got it with his teammates this year. It'll be fun to watch, though.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this, Chip, because there is so much focus on Arch Manning, and I understand why from his perspective, but when I look at this Texas team, when I look at the year this year, it's not about what level Arch is going to perform at. I have questions along both lines that you're just replacing a lot. And you look at the guys that just went into the NFL draft at the receiver, at playmaker. I think the question for me isn't about Arch. It's about the guys supporting him, because if they're not good enough, he can only do so much.
Yeah, he's got to raise the level of everyone's play on the offense. And, you know, the interesting thing is you got 4 new starters on the offensive line, but a bunch of those guys have been practicing with Arch on the second team for the last 2 years. So you know, that's not saying a lot, but I think on the defensive line, you've got the best edge room in the country. Colin Simmons, you know, Trey Moore, Ethan Burke, and then you throw in Anthony Hill, who had 8 sacks from the linebacker position. These guys should be able to get at after the passer. So they brought in 5, you know, transfer defensive tackles. That's the big question mark. If they can stop the run the way they have the last 2 years, you don't want to be in third and long against these guys because Colin Simmons is going to get there.
It is Chip Brown visiting with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Chip, how does a young kid like Arch, 21, how does he keep himself grounded and his mind right with all this hoopla going on around him?
Well, brother, I don't know how many people know this, but his younger brother, Hyde, is a freshman at Texas. Hyde was his center at Isidore Newman High School in New Orleans, but he was like, I'm not playing football. So he goes to Texas, and he joins a fraternity. He's having the time of his life. I mean, that's what he told me. He said, listen, I'm Arch Manning's younger brother, so I'm having the time of my life. And I think he gives Arch a feel of regular college life because he can cross over and go to the fraternity house, have some fun, and kind of step away from football for a second. I mean, Hyde said, we just talk about girls when we're together, you know? So I think he's got a really good support system. I mean, between Steve Sarkisian and the coaching staff, and then his brother right there on campus, because he can't go anywhere, you know? But and he says he can. Like, he can go to South Austin, some of the more eclectic areas of Austin where people aren't thinking football all the time. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times he is recognized. Yeah. So it's a lot. But he says, you know what, it's part of it, and I signed up for it.
Chip Brown from Horns 24/7 joining us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 of the Game, live from SEC Media Days. All right, what about Sark? Because, you know, Sarkisian, I think he's done a good job there. But we've seen Texas before where the big money gets antsy. It's a different era in college football with the NIL. If they don't complete the goal this year, and obviously, if I'm not mistaken, they have another year of Arch, their big boosters aren't going to get antsy and be like, you know what, on to the next. Because, look, and I'm not trying to throw shade, but there was a time in Texas football where they basically got almost too big for their britches. I know the money in that program, the Longhorn Network became an albatross around every coach's neck, but they're not going to jump the gun here, right?
Right. I mean, you're right. For, 10 to 15 years, Texas was the program that did less with more. And I think when you look at what Steve Sarkisian's done, the reason he got the job is because he had such a clear plan. Like, they wanted him to match wits with Lincoln Riley, and he came in and said, no, you got to build this thing like an SEC program. He didn't even know Texas was considering the SEC at that time. That was music to their ears because they knew, the president knew, and he's done that. They've gotten bigger on the inside, the trenches. They're faster on the outside. The quarterback play, Sarkisian draws them in. Receivers want to play in his offense. And so they got to figure out how to get into the end zone on first and goal from the one.
Yeah.
Because that has haunted them the last 2 years. They lost the OU game 2 years ago because of it. Had first and goal from the one, couldn't get in. And Ohio State, you know, you're trying to tie the game with 3 minutes left. First and goal from the one, you don't get in. And they strip sack and take it, you know, 83 yards for the game-clinching touchdown. That's how close they were. So it's, you know, Sarkisian's plan has been really good. He's got consistency and continuity on the coaching staff. He's the offensive play caller. He's had Pete Kwiatkowski as the defensive coordinator for going into his fifth year. Jeff Banks, special teams coordinator, going into his fifth year. That's hard to find these days. Like, he's got a defensive coordinator that doesn't want to become a head coach. So, and he's brought in all kinds of analysts and support. You know, he had Gary Patterson, then he had Paul Christ, and now he's got Neil Brown. So coaches want to come when they get fired and they have their buyout money, want to come to Texas to see how Texas is doing things, how they're recruiting, how they're, you know, practicing and all
that,
those.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does. Nick Saban, he took really good notes. He took really good notes, and it's interesting. I mean, to me, Sarkisian has it going right now. The only way he can screw it up is if he does something to screw it up. And right now, that train is rolling. I tell Texas fans all the time, you better enjoy this while you got it, because they have alignment right now. They have an athletic director who's the best in the country, in Chris Del Conte. They have an administration that supports athletics. And then, you know, Sarkisian's making the right decisions in the recruiting process, the transfer portal. Look, they have a chance this year, and now we'll see. I mean, you get Ohio State week one, you're going to know exactly what this team's about.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that game, and I want you to serve as like a conduit from the fan base, the Longhorn fan base, to us here in Atlanta. Are they viewing, because of the playoff situation, the format, and how many teams are getting in, are they viewing this game week one against Ohio State as like, we have to win it? Or is it one of those situations where it's kind of, you always want to win it, but it's one of those like, hey, we know we've got a little bit of leash here to drop one. I mean, it's a, Ohio State's a tough team.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are too. And it's just one, you're on the road. I think we've seen forgiveness from the committee for a game like this traveling on the road. Is the mindset still must win like it would have been if it were a 14 playoff or the old BCS era?
Well,
or do you kind of understand that you can lose it, just don't look terrible?
I think you've got so many guys returning who had the worst taste in their mouth of all time, especially on defense. Like Michael Taft, I don't know, his video went viral in the tunnel. He's screaming, you know, like, no. And, you know, he thought they were going to win the national championship, and he came back because they didn't. I think, you know, Anthony Hill, no one, he's going to be here today, Anthony Hill Jr., he was the best linebacker in the country last year. He wasn't even a finalist for the Butkus Award. 16.5 tackles for loss, 8 sacks. The guy's a tackling machine. That guy wants to win because he feels like they played well enough to beat Ohio State last year. So it's really if the defense is going to carry this team. The offense is going to have to find their rhythm. You know, Ryan Wingo, he was in the same conversation with Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams. It was those three receivers coming out. He's got to step up and play like those guys. And, you know, they picked up a really big-time tight end in Jack Enderes from Cal. He and Max Clair were the top two transfer tight ends. Clair went to Ohio State. You know, Enderes comes to Texas. So I think he's got weapons. I think the running game is going to be solid. We don't know if it's going to be special yet. And Arch is going to have to be special. So they want this win because they got that close last year. And they have the longest winning streak in true road games right now in the country with 11. And that includes going to Alabama in 2023 and winning, going to Michigan last year, defending national champs and winning, and now going to Ohio State, the defending national champs. It's going to put that winning streak on the line.
Yeah, and it's going to be, but tested later in the year, too, going to Athens, right?
I mean, that's Florida.
You're
not buying the Gators.
Well, I'm a Gator fan, so I actually, that's their whole season, really, to me, is on DJ Lagway's health. Because that's a guy that wasn't healthy for Texas game, and that was a huge difference. I think Napier's done what he needs to do. It's just taken him a while. But that's Florida, you know, you got to get the money in there, which we've seen schools. What do you think about where we are with? And I know you got to get out here in a couple minutes. We're Chip Brown, Horns, 24/7. But the landscape with the playoff and the 9 games for the SEC, because they seemingly are going to go hand in hand, right? From what Sankey said. What is the thoughts there at Texas with Sarkisian and maybe some of the big money there about the 5-11 and then the 9th game?
They want the 9th game because they have their annual rivalry with Oklahoma, and it counts every other year as a home game, but it's in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. So they want the 9th game, and I think they support the 5-11. And, you know, Sankey obviously wants assurances from the selection committee that, you know, if they go to a 9th game, they're not going to get penalized, that everyone recognizes with all of his metrics and everything that, by God, and he said it yesterday, no one wants to swap schedules with us. No one, you know, just recognize that we're the best. We're the toughest. Now, I'm sure that rubs everyone in the Big Ten just right, you know. Yeah. But, Texas is on board with the 9th game and the 5-11.
Okay. Yeah, it's just interesting. That I know it seemingly that there's every coach kind of almost beats by his own.
Yeah, half the league doesn't want the ninth game because they're just trying to get bowl eligible. And then the other half of the league is like, okay, if we're going to, you know, beat each other up and we pick up a couple losses, maybe three. Like last year you had South Carolina, Ole Miss sitting there right on the lip of the Alabama, right on the lip of the cup. Are we going to get punished? Or are you going to let Indiana in? You're going to let SMU in? And so, no offense to those schools. But,
no. Well, I mean, I think they showed their worth in the playoff. It wasn't much, right?
Wasn't much.
Yeah. So, all right, it's Chip Brown. Chip, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate y'all.
Enjoy Atlanta.
Enjoy Arch Madness.
Yeah. looking forward to it. Chip Brown from Horns 24/7 here on The Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up next, we are going to talk about that all-star home run derby that we all stayed up for last night. We got a new winner. And we've also got a life of Squid.
We do. We'll get to it next.
Catch you off guard?
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, I was in Chip Brown interview mode.
You're in Arch Madness. Well, that will be next with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.